Cool. So the show that I'm speaking of is Saturday, November 4th, Pearl Street, Northampton, Mass.
Right.
Man, oh man, that's a great place to hear the music you're going to be putting out.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you've never played there?
I don't think so, no.
I think you're going to totally dig the venue for the tunes.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to fit perfectly.
Great.
I'm just a person walking down the street. My friend grabs me and says, "We're going to Pearl Street tonight, and you guys happen to be on. They don't know anything about you. What could the crowd expect?"
I go to music so that when I don't expect anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of like getting people who don't have any idea what to expect. But one thing it'll be a pretty rocking show. That I can tell you.
Rocking.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty electric band, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be pretty. We will rock at many points.
Yeah, with the lineup: Robert Walter, Charlie Hunter, Skerrick, and yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those that spells rock.
Yes.
I mean, it really does. In some way, there's rock right in there. And the new CD, The Coalition of the Willing?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
It's been doing pretty well, and I'm very happy with it. It's pretty consistent CD all the way down the line. I think it's probably my most consistent CD in that sense. So I'm really happy with it. It's been doing really pretty well.
Hey, I'm waiting for a copy, hopefully, to come to the station, and then I'm going to start rocking it. Let's see. How did you first develop your love of the drums? Let's get that out there. I'm sure you were out playing something.
Man, How about a
shorter, better question? How about what was the strangest thing you ever drummed on?
Oh my God! What was the strangest thing I ever drummed on in public?
Either or.
I think water. Once I did a gig where a guy close mic'd little pools of water, and I was supposed to hit them with flat spatulas.
Okay.
I think that qualifies.
Now, what was the water sitting in?
Oh, little tubs. Because I think people get the wrong idea about that, you know. Yeah. Like if they come to the show, they're going to expect some avant-garde.
Yeah,
you know?
No, this isn't Blue Man Group here.
Yeah, no.
However, if you close your eyes, it is funky and totally happening. You got to go in open-minded to any show,
right?
Especially something like this if you don't know what you're getting into.
Right. But that's pretty. People will dig it. I think it's not such difficult music. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's not avant-garde. By any stretch. It's funky, man.
Yeah.
It is some funky stuff that you're laying down.
Thank you.
Now, you have worked with so many people, and I imagine individually they all kind of open up different doors for you. How did you open yourself up maybe to being involved in such a project like the Coalition of the Willing and your last album there with Charlie Hunter and DJ Logic?
Right.
How did that transpire?
Well, I mean, I've been playing with Charlie for some years now. Mm-hmm. I was told by a couple of people, I think Skerrick is one of the people, said, "You should call this guy. You might really get along musically." So I just called Charlie up one day and said, "Hey, you know, let's play together." And so he came over and we played together and we really had a rapport. And so we just decided to make a duo that, you know, expanded into a trio. And then the rest is kind of history. You know, now Charlie's one of my very, very good friends, you know, aside from being someone I like to play with.
That's nice. That makes it easier to work with.
Sure.
You can have your disagreements and your agreements.
Exactly.
And, you know, end of the day, you're ready to work on it all again the next day.
Right.
Now, the best place for people to find out more about upcoming shows in their area, because, you know, not just around Massachusetts, Connecticut area, but all around the place you're playing around.
My website
is
www.bobbyprevitt, that's BobbyPrevitt.com.
Yeah, that's the best place to go. It's a nice website. It's easy to maneuver around.
Good.
And plenty of information about where you'll be at and little tidbits of sound for everybody's thirsty ear holes, man.
Right. Well, as long as you're... As you keep that enthusiasm, I think I'll do all right on this gig.
I think so. Yeah, I'm hoping to catch you. Yeah. That's for sure.
Good.
That would be a treat. For sure, man. Now, one last little bit. I know you're probably always working, so I don't want to take you away. But your experience working on the music of the Moscow Circus way back in the early 90s. Now, that I really enjoyed that.
Oh, great.
And that's when I went in, you know, I just... found it on the shelf, and I went and sampled it and said, wow, all right.
Yeah.
And how did you get, A, chosen to do this project, or was this something that you, a can of worms you opened up yourself?
No. I was chosen because the producers were unhappy with the music that was being done, and they were opening on Broadway like 3 months later, and they were in the Soviet Union, and I think one of the producers was leafing through the last English language newspaper he had, which was the Rolling Stone magazine, and I was in there that year as the hot jazz artist of the year, and he had known me because he had run a distribution company, used to distribute a lot of my records when I was on Gramavision.
Mm-hmm.
I had many records on Gramavision you probably don't know about, but Moscow Circus was one of them. But I had four records before that, and he said, "Oh, we'll get Bobby; he'll be perfect." So they called me. I was on tour in Europe at the time, and they reached me, and I had to run over to St. Petersburg to meet the director. I had a couple days off on tour, luckily, and I met the director, and so I was off from there and did the music, and we opened on Broadway, and that was that.
Well, yeah, name recognition certainly worked out. The piece is from top to finish. Now, you wrote all but one tune, I believe.
I think, wrote everything but the very last tune, the classic circus tune, Thunder and Lightning. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Thunder and Blazes, rather.
It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
And if people don't know what it is or haven't tried it, Music of the Moscow Circus is what we're talking about.
If you can find it.
That's the thing. What's the deal with it being out of print?
I think a lot of my Gramavision things are out of print now, you know.
That blows.
Very different doing music back in that day. It was much more of an adventurous time, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of the records I did were quite adventurous, and so a lot of them, you know, the three or four of my records are out of print now because it's just a much more conservative era.
Yeah.
And it's tough to get those records out there and sold, you know, and it's a big company. Gramavision was sold, and the larger parent company, it's a long story, it's the same story. The larger parent company let them go out of print and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's too bad, but...
But you can find anything you want on Amazon. Or
absolutely.
These days, you can find what you need on the web.
Take your favorite search engine, no matter what it is, put the right search terms in there, and really, you're going to find what you want.
Exactly.
Spend 20 minutes if you really want it.
Right.
You'll find it.
Right.
That's the problem. People just want it to fall in their laps, I think.
Right.
But this kind of music, if you're seeking... some very innovative jazz fusion, and going back, you know, these Gramavision albums that you are speaking of, I have sampled here for sure at the station, and you know, some nice jazz.
Yeah,
you know, it you really cover the whole spectrum.
Right. I mean, I'm not doing that so much anymore. More as acoustic music. I'm more now doing the electric music that you're going to hear at the Coalition. But yeah, that was part of my long and checkered past, yes.
Hey, every day is a day to learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, I liked following the trail because I really dig the electric stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, it's new.
Well, it's nice to hear that many people that interview me, of course, only know me from the Coalition or maybe from the Coalition and the 23 Constellations record I did a little while back, or things like the Orb. The three records I'm doing with Charlie for Thirsty Year, blah, 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 blah. So it's nice to when somebody knows my older work, you know.
Well, thank you. And it's good work to know. So I try to spin what I can on the show that all fits together. So
thanks, Walt.
No trouble. Thank you. We really do. My wife and I really do love the music.
Oh, that's great. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I want to get it out there.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care, and I'll be in touch soon.
thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.